Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the ninth day of June 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And when the heat comes, it's just strange. I mean, the sun, it used to be look yellowish. It's just white, and it just, any kind of, like, even 71, 72, it just fucking burns your goddamn skin. I don't know what they've done up there with their fucking jets and their goddamn aluminum, whatever in the hell it's called, and barium and aluminum fucking...
Oxide.
Yes, thank you. Aluminum oxide. And then that mixes with the iron oxide, which is in the soil, which is rust, which makes thermite. And but, I mean, that ain't all they're spraying on us people, and we fucking know it. They are fucking trying to kill us off. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to... video sent in, and we're going to listen to it. It's about, it's a gunnery sergeant, what the hell is this son of a bitch claiming to be? I should have got glasses so I could see this shit. Anyway, this son of a bitch, he wants to take control of your fucking guns because, when he's general issue fucking army material, his guns are fucking took care of for him on the fucking base. And then, we're gonna play it and we're gonna stop it and talk about it as we go along. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, guys. It's called Retired Marine on Gun Control. And this guy, if you've watched the video, you know, he has fucking hair down his fucking back and stuff. And he thinks he's a real son of a bitch. I'm going to tell you, punk fucking cocksucker. Come bring your fat fucking ass over here and take my gun. Let's test my fucking skills, you fucking bitch. That's how we're going to start this out. And this is how it's going to fucking go. Here we go.
My name is Matthew Gordon. I'm a retired United States Marine and spent two.
Re-fucking tired means you ain't shit, buddy. You're just another motherfucker like me. You put your pants on one fucking leg at a time and you have no goddamn fucking say over my fucking rights whatso fucking ever. You try to have a fucking say over my rights. You try to violate my rights. I'll blast your fucking head off. You communist piece of shit.
spent 2 years as a rifle pistol coach at Weapons Training Battalion, Virginia.
Oh, ain't you fucking important? I've been shooting guns since I was 6 fucking years old, motherfucker. I bet I'm better at it than you are.
I was sitting and thinking, if I was in Congress, what would be the bill that I would put forward right now?
If you were in Congress, you'd be looking at a fucking rope because there is no Congress. This is a fucking unlawful occupation of the United States of these Americas. That when, if you were ever a fucking soldier, which you were not a fucking ever a fucking Marine soldier of the United States of these Americas, you would have fucking fought to fucking remove this goddamn occupation, this goddamn unlawful, United States corporation formed in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. That it was the fucking law of December 15, 1791, fucking ratified by we the fucking people. And it is unalienable, you fat little fuck.
It was like an epiphany hit me that, wait a minute, we're restricted while we're in the Marine Corps up to a certain rank if you're living on base.
You goddamn sure are. Like I said, you're called, you know why you're called a GI? That means general issue. You're like a fucking hand grenade. You're like a fucking goddamn belt, a pair of pants. You belong to them motherfuckers. You do not fucking own me, mother fucking son of a bitch. And that goddamn fucking Marine had better stay in that fucking Marine's fucking place or they'll get their fucking asses shot. They have no place in the goddamn, In the common law, in the fucking autonomy of the fucking people under our common law. You're in a fiduciary position. You fucking do what you're fucking told. You're an admiralty fucking toy. If a gunnery sergeant orders you to charge a machine gun nest and you don't fucking do it, he can shoot you right in your fucking head legally. See, you motherfuckers don't understand. You ain't gonna come over here and fucking fuck with us. We'll kill every goddamn one of you. You fat fuck, I seen you. I fucking bitch.
You're not allowed to just freely possess your weapon on base.
I don't give a fuck about on base. I am not in the military. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. And the goddamn second article to my Bill of Rights says I can absolutely possess a fucking gun any goddamn where, you son of a bitch. My right to fucking possess a gun is fucking how the Ten Scotch put it. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their sword and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. You think you can take my birthright, fat fuck? You think you can do it? You get the fucking doing it, you little punk bitch. You think you fucking scare somebody because you call yourself Marine? You're a fucking dog shit eating motherfucker. That's what you are.
If we're going to implement these restrictions.
I got news for you, motherfucker. You're not going to implement shit. You're coming to a gun fucking fight. Just like the fucking King of England. When he sent his fucking troops to implement his fucking policy of fucking disarm the people and fucking enslave them. That's what you're coming to. Keep your fucking terminology correct.
On service members who are defending the Constitution, it only...
You're not defending shit, you motherfucker. You're not even a United States soldier. You're a fucking United Nations fucking, Blackwater fucking thug. And that's all you've ever been. You've never defended freedom. You've never defended the rights of the fucking people. Otherwise, you'd arrest yourself right now and charge yourself with fucking treason and sedition for suggesting that anybody has the authority to change that fucking Bill of Rights in not one fucking comma. It is in the 9th article. No power can exist. And your fucking opinion's your fucking opinion, and that's all it fucking is, you fat fuck.
It only makes sense to me that that same restriction would be imposed on civilians out in the real.
That makes sense to you? Well, fuck you. I don't care what makes sense to you. The fucking law says otherwise. The fucking law says the exact opposite, motherfucker. I don't care what you think. You will obey the fucking law. You will pay the fucking price. You will be fucking taken before a fucking a jury of your fucking peers in the common law court, and you will be charged with the treason and sedition that's coming out of your fucking mouth, and you will be fucking convicted prima facie by this goddamn video you put out for your faggot fucking buddies and fucking communists, and you will fucking hang by the neck until you are fucking dead. That's the law.
You know, the real world, in the Marine Corps, if you are a private or a sergeant and you're living in the barracks, and
we're not in the Marine Corps, boy. You're in a separate fucking world. You're over there in government world, under government fucking administrative admiralty jurisdiction. We are individual free sovereign nationals under the jurisdiction of the fucking common law, under the fucking absolute unalienable ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791, and you are in gross fucking violation. You are trying to incite a fucking overthrow of the fucking people's judicial authority in this country. That's a hangable offense, you son of a bitch.
And you personally own a firearm. Not the firearm that is issued to you, but your personally owned firearm. You are restricted on where that firearm...
You're restricted because you're GI, general issue. You're like the fucking everything else that the government fucking owns. You're fucking owned. I'm not, son of a bitch. And you will not fucking touch my goddamn second article right. You come fucking with it, you die.
Firearm is allowed to be stored. You are not allowed to keep it in your barracks room. You have to go and register it with the provost marshal's office on base. Then they issue you a receipt showing you where your weapon will be stored and when you can check that weapon out. The Marine Corps, the finest fighting force on the planet, is saying that those individuals should not be responsible for firearms in their barracks rooms. That
so let's ask me if I give a monk's fuck what the Marine Corps fucking says. I got the Bill of Rights, the highest law in this fucking land that says otherwise, son of a bitch. I'm a fucking individual free sovereign. I'm not one of your fucking citizen slaves. I'm not one of your subjects. And I sure as hell ain't a part of your fucking military. So you take it and shove it in your ass.
That's not the way it is in the civilian world. In the civilian world, you can walk into a gun store and walk out with two AR-15s and 1,600 rounds of ammo and just...
And that's fucking right, buddy. By law. That second article is the highest law in this fucking land. And you will obey it. And you will not attempt to fucking overthrow it through a fucking violation of the ninth article. You have no authority and you can have no authority. So fuck you.
And just go live your life. Why is the Marine Corps more restrictive with Marines?
Because they're owned property. Because they're international fucking gangster fucking soldiers. That's why. I'm not even soldiers. You're fucking, you served as a fucking mercenary to the fucking Zionist Jew pricks that want to take my fucking rights, you son of a bitch.
Then a kid who's 18 years old and hasn't graduated high school is in the state of Texas. What I would like to see is some level of training and some level of reason.
Ask me what if I give a monk's fuck what you want to see. You want to see it? Fucking dream it. Because that's as far as it's going is your fucking dreams. You come and try it, you son of a bitch, and you'll fucking eat lead.
Recertification every single year to show that you're not only proficient with the weapon that you're doing, but you understand.
You want to see if I'm proficient, motherfucker? Come and try to take the son of a bitch away from me, and you'll see how proficient I am.
Understand that weapon. You know, doing like a three-step kind of permit process where you have...
Oh! Well, let's see. What the fuck is a right here? An individual rights are rights that rights needed by the individual to pursue their lives and goals without interference from other individuals or the government. I got a fucking right, you son of a bitch, and I don't need your fucking permission to fucking exercise that right. In fact, if you try to stop me from exercising that right, trying to use some fucking jurisdictional authority that is outlawed under the fucking Supreme Superior Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, I got the right to shoot your fucking ass. Do you understand that, motherfucker? Now go suck Joe Biden's dick.
You have to go to an 8-hour gun safety course specifically for the weapon that you are looking to purchase. You have to go spend a day on the range proving that you're safe and competent in the hand.
I don't got to prove nothing to you, son of a bitch. The only way you can get jurisdictional authority over me to make me do anything is to file as an individual against me as an individual in a common law court and go through the fucking procedure to the fucking jury. And the juror, the head juror, and the jury itself, be they fucking whores or fucking ditch diggers, they decide. They're the only ones that could give you any jurisdiction over me, and to give jurisdiction over to you, to me, you'd, over me, would be to give jurisdiction to themselves over to you, and they'd rather fucking hang your fucking ass for trying this act of sedition, because that's what this fucking is. This is sedition, this is treason, you're charged with it, we have your goddamn fucking statement here, on fucking goddamn video, and it ain't going no goddamn where, you prick.
And the handling of said weapon. And then third is a, you know, permit that states that you will safely store.
I do not need permission to fucking exercise a right. That's what the goddamn word right means, motherfucker. It's just like these background checks. You're paying to exercise, to get permission from a, that cannot fucking exist, that is a violation of the ninth article, from a fucking occupying force to exercise your goddamn right. A right is not a fucking privilege. I don't ask you, I just do it. Because I can. Because it's my right.
And maintain your weapon so that if it ever does show up being used in a crime, you're held liable for it. And I feel like that, those three steps right there are simple and easy to...
And fucking treason. Treason, treason. Straight in the fucking row. Just saying it, you son of a bitch. You're committing sedition and treason. You're advocating for the overthrow of the people's fucking jurisdictional authority in this country and of our fucking law. Our ratified law, December 15, 1791. You fucking goddamn treasonous criminal son of a bitch.
It doesn't infringe on anybody's right.
The fuck it does not infringe on anybody's rights. I got the fucking right to buy a gun, sell a gun, hand a gun to somebody. It ain't none of your fucking business, son of a bitch. If you think it is, you got to go file in a common law court in your individual capacity. And you better have a goddamn good filing or I'll see your ass hanging outside the fucking courtroom, you arrogant cocksucker.
Right to own a firearm. It just... puts it into a better perspective.
Oh, puts it into a different perspective. You can't change it, motherfucker. Not so much as a comma. It says, shall not be infringed, period. You're already fucking infringed up to our fucking asses in it, and we're done with your fucking infringements. We're done with what you fucking think, cocksucker.
Perspective. I have never once been a person that says we need to round up all the guns and just ban them forever. I know that's not a solution.
That is not possible. That's what you fucking know, communist.
That is never going to happen. There are
no, it ain't.
Guns in this country that are already in circulation. So that's not going to happen. I'm not naive. But I don't think...
No, you're just a fucking traitor.
...walking into a Walmart and buying a box of Captain Crunch to walk out of a gun store with two AR-15s.
By God, under that second article and under the fucking ratified by we the people law of December 15, 1791, I can walk into that gun store and get two AR-15s and 5,000 rounds of ammunition and walk out the fucking door like a box of Captain Crunch and it ain't none of your goddamn business and you have no fucking authority over it, buddy.
We have to do something different this time.
You can do something different. Go suck a dick, different dick.
Different this time. We have to. My children should not be afraid to go to school. Your children.
If your fucking children are afraid to go to school, it's because you're one of those queer fucking communist motherfuckers that have pumped trash in here from every corner of the fucking earth at the same time that you're trying to disarm the people that would fucking put their ass down. You are one of the cocksuckers that removed the common law juries that would have made sure that none of this shit ever existed. You fucking know it. You fucking propagandist piece of shit.
Should not be afraid to go to school.
And that's that, people. So what do you think of the fucking gyrene? He didn't talk about what he wants, what you do. You fucking try it. You try touching any part of that goddamn Bill of Rights, and you motherfuckers will light the fuse, and this goddamn country will come unglued. And with people like you, you will be fucking, you think your long hair, you'll be fucking, you will be hung, you son of a bitch. What you're preaching is goddamn treason. You are fucking advocating for fucking overthrow of the fucking American law. The law of we the people, the law put in place by we the people, the law that identifies this fucking country. Let's look at Mr. Koch, who explained this very clearly. Evidently, you don't read at a third grade level, or you've never heard of Tench Koch, you goofy son of a bitch. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty before them, to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize as they are doing right fucking now, as the military forces, which must occasionally be raised, which you weren't a part of, you son of a bitch. You fucking were a soldier for the United Nations. You served a foreign fucking king. You're a fucking traitor. You never stood for freedom and liberty. You stood for fucking goddamn corporation, and you fucking know it, you piece of scum sucking shit. Raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. That is a right. That means you can't fuck with it at all. And the ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that's authorities, cannot be interpreted, that's construed, as to deny or disparage others, and those others can include that second article, retained by we the people. You fuck with this, we mow your ass down, you son of a bitch. You go, I mean, run your fucking campaign, sign your fucking treason, and then fucking get ready to fucking die for it, or find somebody to die for it, because you don't have the fucking balls to do it yourself. Plain and simple. What else we got here? I just had to get off my fucking chest. I went and listened to that fucking freak. Go look at that little punk bitch motherfucker. Come take my gun, you fat fuck. Want to see you do it. Biden to require electrical vehicle charging stations every 50 miles on federal highways. Boy, we can afford that. I can't afford to go to the goddamn store to get fucking a goddamn potato. But I can afford to fucking put up goddamn charging stations for people who can afford cars at $52,000 a piece. I saw the goddamn congresswoman up there bragging about her $52,000 fucking charge it up car. But what you people got to understand is that she paid $52,000 for that. She gets to write most of that off her fucking taxes. So you know who actually bought her that car? You, who cannot afford a fucking electrical car. You, who are going to ride public transit. That's how you're going to get about it. You're going to fucking walk or you ain't going. But these son of a bitches think that they're going to run your fucking life. Instead of represent you, they fucking think they're going to rule you. And it's time to shut these fucking cocksuckers down. The Biden administration will take another step in its campaign. You don't run a fucking campaign to change my fucking life, you son of a bitch. You represent what I fucking want, not what you or your international communist buddies fucking want. You represent what I fucking want, or you are a fucking treasonous piece of dog shit. You are fucking at war with me. You defy the will of the people. You have declared war upon us. Don't you fucking forget it either. I know you just sit there and shit and you don't even know what the fuck you're doing anyway. But you are a piece of fucking garbage, you piece of, you scum. You will fucking hang. Even if it's just your fucking corpse. President Joe Biden has pledged 500,000 public charging stations for electric vehicles for the fucking elite that can afford $52,000 for a brand new fucking goddamn electric car that the poor people, the people who are fucking out there sweating and toiling, are going to pay for through their fucking taxes, because they're going to get righted off their fucking taxes. That's how that fucking works. These elitist motherfuckers need to be shut down, and shut down fucking hard. I won't even go on with it, man. I mean, it's all horse shit. You do not have the authority to tell you just to step up there, 230 or whatever there is, and you say, we're going to change the way you Americans live. We're going to change the way you move about. We're going to tell you how to fucking live. No, you fucking ain't. You do not have the authority. You are a foreign occupation. You are a fucking goddamn combatant. And that's all you are. You got the right to be fucking shot out of this fucking country. You got the right to be hung for treason and sedition without fucking question against we the people and our jurisdictional authority over this fucking country. We tell you what to do, motherfucker. You don't tell us what to do.
All part of that great reset, Henry.
Oh, boy. So what
That's
did you...
all that it is. These son of a bitches, they're trying to keep us walking. Why they still going to ride around in their big jets and their big cars and they have all the money. All of this is just neo-feudalism that they're trying to put us back under. As we always
feel, goddamn right
these
it is.
Some of the guys are trying to put us back under the crown like we're their
you
property.
Goddamn right. You hit the nail right on the head.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you ain't ready to die, if you're not trying to see what they're going to enslave you.
Period.
If you live through this, they're going to enslave you. You're going to wish that you were dead.
Yep.
Fight and fight. You're going to have to. We're all going to have to fight regardless.
Yep.
If you want to be a slave, be a slave. But me, I would never, ever bend my will and never, ever be a subject to nothing or no one.
I stand right beside you, brother. There's a plenty of people that do stand, and this is why we're getting all this shit. Like this fucking cunt Marine motherfucker. I think that you have the military should step in. You're not even supposed to exist to start with, you son of a bitch. No military, there was supposed to be no standing military in this country, and this is exactly why. Now they have a standing military. I don't know. I think it was Hubert that brought it up yesterday. Look at the fucking stars on their fucking shoulders. Look at the goddamn, they're wearing goddamn ribbons and shit. That's military. That isn't civilian. That's military police in the God that cannot exist. There's never any goddamn avenue for it. Even in their fucking Federalist Papers, there was no avenue for it. It's just like this goddamn one world fucking bullshit we're looking at right now. They just did it. And they've gotten away with it. We have fucking allowed it. We have to stop allowing it. We have to shut it down. We have to bitch stomp these motherfuckers. And then we have to fucking fucking build this country the way it's supposed to fucking be. For freedom and liberty and justice for all. The Bill of Rights is the goddamn law of this fucking land. Ratified by the people. That's the only law the people have consented to. All the rest of it is fucking treachery and tyranny and a rogue fucking infiltration and a goddamn rogue fucking goddamn occupation. Period. And nobody can argue that. Hey, come on, argue me. Well, go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know, if you just think about this simple, whenever you win a war, do you give that power back, you know, to those you have beaten and conquered? Or do the victors take the spoil?
Well, that's the way it's been in this country for too long.
The victors took the spoil. Well, so how in the hell this government who they beat back then all of a sudden rule and reign over us and tell us what to do? You assholes lost.
Yeah, they lost, but you know what?
It makes no sense.
The Japanese lost, too.
It makes no sense, though, Henry.
Yeah, it makes dollars and cents, brother. It makes dollars and cents. I mean, the Japanese, we rebuilt Japan and the fucking Marshall Plan. We rebuilt fucking Europe. Why was that? We won, like you said, we fucking won. It's to the vanquished go the spoils anymore. That's the way they fucking want it. That's what they've been doing to us for fucking goddamn 100 years now. And it's time to stop it. It's time to shut these bastards down and take everything they've stolen back. And see them fucking hung under our fucking law, by our fucking jurors, and fucking by our fucking rope, because they have fucking violated our goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country. They do not rule us. We fucking rule this country as a fucking as an autonomous people, and we rule it under one set of fucking law, and it's called the Bill of Rights, December 15, 1791, ratified by we, the fucking people. That's the only fucking law there is in this goddamn land, and they fucking know it. That's why when they get in the tightest of positions, just like old Nancy Pelosi, I'm claiming my sovereign immunity. Oh, really? Do I have that? Well, no, don't talk about that to the other people. You fucking cunt. You don't have it because you're a part of the fiduciary. Your ass can be hung under the admiralty because the crimes you committed are fucking of the fucking caliber of fucking espionage, fucking goddamn treason, things that they can fucking hang you for in the military because you are part of that military fucking admiralty, bitch. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son,
that's what they're trying to do. Son,
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Him Take Your Gun. Now, you know, there's a couple of things I don't like about that song, A Citizen. And a man doesn't know who he fucking is, but at least in that one, it isn't the constitutional rights, it's the Bill of fucking Rights. And that is what is fucking under attack. And that is what, it is our fucking duty, it is our God, you owe your life to that. You enforce that, son of a bitch. If it costs you your life, you fucking enforce it, or your fucking children end up being goddamn slaves, and you end up being a goddamn slave if you live through it. Biden's economy is out of control. No fucking, man, who in the hell sent it? Gateway Pundit? You've discovered uranium. I want to get action figure, the fucker that fucking figured this one out. Is out of control, crushing the middle class American who cannot make a living wage. And this is from Gateway Pundit. This was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. As the rate of inflation continues its record-setting trend of increase, rent costs are beginning to crush most Americans, causing them to fall behind and seek smaller homes and new towns, while Biden's $15 per hour minimum wage falls far short of a living wage. Since President Biden took, no, not President. Since corporate monarch fucking Biden, chosen by the fucking communists that are fucking occupying fucking Capitol Hill, took his place in the Oval Office, which is also occupied, the wages in America have risen, but the cost of living has risen far faster as Biden's economic spiral out of control. And this isn't just under fucking Biden, because that son of a bitch Trump, he was doing it too. When he started handing out them fucking checks, we told you people what was going to happen. They would be ate up by inflation before you got them fucking spent, and you'd end up be twice as bad off as you are. Because all these fuckers know how to do is steal. While people fucking live under goddamn overpasses that can trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country, these motherfuckers send billions over to Ukraine. Because Ukraine is so fucking important to us Americans. It's the United States of Ukraine, don't you know? And they act like this fucking Biden, like he's a goddamn king. Like, he's going to do, he's going to put five, he just now said to put five fucking electric stations, I mean, one electric station every five fucking miles across the goddamn country. Well, fuck you. There's your answer. I'm the American national. I'm the motherfucker that owns this fucking joint. I'm the individual free sovereign national, and I'm saying, fuck you, Biden. No. You do it, you motherfucker. That's just another goddamn count against you when you go to court for your fucking life, buddy. You treasonous son of a bitch. Okay, where were we? This crumb bum. Took his place in the Oval Office. The wages in America have risen, but not the cost of living has risen faster. As Biden economics spiral out of control. Biden economics. Remember, there was a Reagan trickle down on you. All this fucking bullshit. All these fucking little buzzwords and fucking slogans as they fucking steal you fucking blind. How about all the fucking money comes to the people? And we decide what we want to buy with it instead of you. It's ours. It's not yours. And you're taking it from us without due process of the fucking law, making you goddamn criminals, making you goddamn, you're larcenous. There's no other fucking word for it. For anyone making $15 per hour, Biden's great promise to make hourly earnings a living wage, the cost of living has long passed the point where the pay increase is no longer helpful. For those who work 45 hours per week earning $15 an hour after taxes and insurance, the average monthly bring home pay equals about $1,890 per month. Most working class Americans can't keep a home, buy gas, buy food, and create savings. Of course you fucking can't. I mean, God damn it's coming. First, it was like everything you find out you got to pull a $5 bill out of your pocket. This was years ago. And I'm going, God damn, fuck, is everything fucking at least $5 or five something? Then it was 10. Then it was 20. Then it was 50. Now it's a fucking 100. You go in and get a fucking goddamn just a little bag of shit. $100. You better pull a $100 bill out. Or you might as well not even go in the fucking store. You better have one.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
All that crap was set up like that, from the unlawful taxes to the unlawful forcing you to get insurance.
Of course.
I mean, all of this is set up to put us on our knees so they can come in and be the savior and be like, if you do this and do that and be all good pets and slaves, we'll put y'all back on y'all feet. Y'all can go to hell. We know y'all listen to Henry's show every day. You know who I am. I've been calling him for years. I don't give a fuck about you listening to us. You're not going to enslave us. I'm mad as hell today. My blood pressure up because of y'all. Hey, quit playing games and let's get it on.
There you go. Fucking A, man. You think you fucking got what it takes? Step up and let's do it. Here's why that, let's see where we're, even in a household with two income earnings, earning adults, the average monthly bring home equals less than $4,000. Here's why that no longer allows most Americans to maintain a simple life. Now, to see, this is the devaluation of the money. They try to act like they play these games with it's just inflation and this place. No. When Laura and I were first fucking married, we moved into a brand new fucking apartment. Just been built. We were the first ones ever lived in a two-room apartment. And the son of a bitch cost $125 a month. $125 a month. And I mean, there are way cheaper places. We found one right away, but we just had to have a place to live. So we paid that outrageous amount of $125 a month. The fucking money is getting, it already is. It's like Monopoly money. It's worthless. No, people won't bend over to pick a penny up off the ground no more. It ain't fucking worth bending over. That's where we're at in this fucking game, people. And as long as we keep allowing this shit to happen, it's only going to get worse day by fucking day. Here's why that no longer allows most Americans to maintain a simple life. The cost of rent has risen in the United States between 30% and 60% since the beginning of 2022 in January. The Washington Post detailed the cost of rent in cities like Henderson, Nevada, a suburb of Las Vegas region. In that city, rent had jumped more than 30%, with the average monthly rent reaching $1,600 per fucking month. Now, I fucking, like, when I tell you that there are people fucking working fucking what should be middle class fucking jobs, and they should have a fucking home. They should be buying a fucking home. And they're sleeping in their fucking cars. And why? Because you're letting the fucking hordes over the fucking border. That's who gets to fucking sleep in a bed. The motherfucking invaders. The motherfucking communist fucking fascist fucking goddamn capitalist fucking invaders. That's who. And fuck you. And when it comes down to the food, that's what's going to be too. You will see them sitting down there fucking, they'll be eating and you won't. Well, yeah, you will if you got the fucking balls. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I can get a gallon of gas for 40 cents. Your 1964 dime is worth about, the silver value is worth about $1.50.
Yep.
So for four dimes, if our economy was based on silver and gold, 40 cents, $1.50 times four is $6.
Yep.
So I can get a gallon of gas for 40 cents. It's just, the paper money is bullshit.
It's all been a Ponzi scheme from the beginning. I mean, they're playing fucking games with you. Like, it's like you can't look outside and see the goddamn sun come up. They'll stand right there at high noon and tell you it's dark. And you're, I mean, it's like, it's 1984. It's Orwellian. 2 + 2 = 3. Right? Yeah. I mean, you got to believe that shit to believe this fucking shit. I mean, when you see it happening, that's the thing. It's starting to happen faster and faster and faster. This fucking inflation thing. I mean, it's to the point of go get, you know, somebody wrote a thing about this kid went into a fucking supermarket to rob it, and he's robbing it, and he points a gun up in the air and shoots a round off in the fucking air. And some guy put up a fucking comment, well, he should have a cop there to teach him some kind of shit. It was goofy. But I said, how about the guy who's sticking the goddamn pump nozzle in my fucking car? Why don't he shoot, if he shoots a gun off in the fucking air at the same time, what the fuck's the difference? Theft is fucking theft. And they're all, and you know somebody's making a fortune off this, people. Don't be dumb. Did oil become scarce or something? No, it didn't. It was diverted. So that, and see, you were put on a world fucking market before you fucking, you know, when we had our moratorium, you couldn't export oil out of the United States. They, when it was refinement was done here, they had to, they had to sell it to us at a fucking decent price. It's our fucking oil. But when they put us on this world fucking market thing, now we're competing with China for our own fucking resources, and we're the most resource fucking graced fucking country on the fucking planet. But we are competing with right now when you go down to get your gas, you're competing with the Chinaman for your own fucking gas. They came out of your fucking ground. And it was done through a dirty fucking deal by some fucking capitalists. Three or four capitalists got together and they licked the ass of another fucking capitalist who licked the ass of another capitalist who got a couple of fucking page boys and went in and did some fucking lobbying. That's how they get their goddamn, a goddamn lease on your fucking goddamn property. I don't want to give no leases out to nobody. I do not. I'm an American national. This is my goddamn country. No more fucking leases. I tell you that. I order you. You lowlife son of a bitches. But this is how this whole fucking country has been fucking. I mean, that's why there's always been the haves and the have-nots. And you look at the fucking haves when you, like when I was growing up, I was looking at, how in the fuck is it possible that those fucking people are haves? And because they're dumber than a fucking rail. They can't fucking, they can't do the simplest fucking shit. They have to hire, but they got the plenty of money to hire somebody at a substandard wage to go do the work that they can't do because they're not smart enough, but somehow they have the fucking money. That's when I learned about the Masonic lodges across this country. That is what has destroyed this fucking country. You got all the deadwoods right at the fucking top. And that's how a tree dies, from the top down. So you get all the, just being a fucking Mason gives you a third more, even if you're dumb. If you're dumb as a goddamn sled runner, you're gonna have a job, you're gonna have a plenty because you agreed to fucking, swear an allegiance to something higher than your fucking own people and your own fucking country. You were a fucking willing traitor. Now you fucking Masons, you can think about it any way you want. Maybe they promised you, they've told you that, you know, I know a lot of really filthy rich ones that have fucking some goddamn hideaways you wouldn't believe. But I'll tell you this, when you people committed fucking treason against your own fucking people, that makes you dangerous to them. If you would turn on us, you would turn on them. And you will be the first ones to fucking die. Whether you believe it or not, you're not going to, they're going to be, oh, where are you going to get those guys there? They'll shoot up some fucking people, and then they'll shoot back, and then when this whole thing explodes, and you run to them for protection, they're going to shoot your ass down. Just like a goddamn communist that forcing their, that's how you get a charge out of a communist. You tell the communists to charge and you put a machine gun at their back. You tell them to charge the machine gun in front of them, or you shoot them with the machine gun in the back. That's what you're going to fucking get. And it's going to be exactly what you fucking deserve. You betrayed your people. You do that, motherfucker, you're the lowest piece of shit on the fucking earth. And goddamn, the life we could all have. You would have a better life had you not done it. You just aided the fucking top 1% in stealing so fucking much more that the little scraps that they threw you seem like a whole fucking lot. But if it all was all of ours and we all got our fucking equal share of what belongs to us, was taken from us without due process of the law, we would all fucking be doing quite well, believe me. And when we take it all back, you will see. We can take a 100-year fucking vacation if we want, because that's how long they've been stealing us fucking blind. Stealing. And that capitalism shit. Go back in history and look at it. Look at the robber barons. Working in my company town, my company script, that's fucking capitalism. We were guaranteed free enterprise here, people. There is a fucking difference in people. No, that's capitalism too. No, it fucking ain't. A free enterprise system is fucking goddamn, the government was supposed to mint fucking gold and silver into fucking debt-free currency. Debt-free currency. Which we could fucking borrow from ourselves because everything belongs to the Americans. And then we could exploit our own fucking resources for us. Not some fucking Chinaman over there. For us. or some fucking sleaze bag trying to sleaze across the fucking border. We should have such a border in this country. We should have a fucking machine gun turret every 50 fucking feet. But cannot make a living wage, and the people can't. And you're seeing it. I mean, I know people, they were doing pretty good. And a lot of them fucking agreed with me, man. When Trump came out, oh, we're going to send you $2,500 and another $2,500 or whatever in the fuck it was. I was like, fuck, we don't want it, dudes. It's like my dad, man, it was such a simple lesson, but you know, it was one that was taught to me when I was real young. It's when Jimmy Carter was, I can't remember. It's probably about 15, 16, I don't know. But they came out with the fucking food stamps. And they sent a thing in the mail to my dad, it was in his name because he's the wage earner. They sent this thing to him. If you come and give us $124, come give us $24 and we'll give you $148 in food stamps because we want to help you. We want to help you along. My dad said, no. My mom's sitting there, I don't, just $24 and I get a no. And I mean, there was a fucking knockdown drag out over it, man, right? I mean to tell you. My dad said, it's like fucking this. He said, fucking, he goes, that rest of that money from that 24 to that 148, that has to be paid by somebody, doesn't it? Somebody has to fucking make that money and pay it, don't they? He said, that'll be me. He said, then next year, I'll need twice as much, and then I'll have to pay back twice as much. This is how you get you to work for fucking food. This is how they fucking enslave you. And I mean to tell you, he won the argument. Because you can't argue against that, because that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they were doing. That was the fucking plan. And they're going forward with their plans right up to what we're at today. And right now we're at a fucking place. We're in a dire fucking straits. You better fucking believe it. If the people don't fucking stand up with that fucking Bill of Rights and enforce that son of a bitch in law on these goddamn criminal motherfucker, international criminals. These are fucking criminals extraordinaire. This is the international corporate fucking mafia at all. We're sitting here, they're telling you right there that the fucking average family can't fucking afford to live on a fucking, what's supposed to be a middle class living wage. Why they're sitting there smiles and saying, oh yeah, we just sent another $700 million to Ukraine. Where in the fuck's Ukraine? What the fuck is Ukraine? Well, it's for their economy. See, they need to build their economy back, don't you know? Oh, really? How fucking, you guys need to tighten your belts, you see? Well, we done tightened our fucking belts till we about fell in two and we're done with you motherfuckers. You're giving it all back. And you're going to be fucking punished for the crime of fucking stealing it in the first fucking place. And every fucking one of you that went along with this shit, like Mr. fucking Marine there in the beginning, that went along with this treason, this blatant, you can't argue it. I'll take you into any fucking court in the fucking land. You can't argue it. It would be a common law court. Because you could go into that Star Chamber court, and that Star Chamber judge goes, no, up is down is up, and that's the way it is, because that's what I am told to say. And I get my money and my pension for saying it. But you go into a common law court, it'd take me about a half hour to have your ass hung for fucking treason and sedition with premeditated. Because there's no way you can't see what you're fucking doing at this point in the ball game. There's no fucking way you don't understand what you're fucking saying. There's no fucking way you can't read at a third grade level. Well, I don't know. That might be true. A third grade level is pretty fucking high for you fucking idiots out there, isn't it? But you son of a bitches can sure understand these fucking broadcasts. We're telling you this is what the fucking law is. This is what they're fucking doing. That's a violation of the highest law in this fucking land. There is no higher law in this land than the people's law, because the people are the highest jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. We are the fucking kings and queens. We are on a par with the crown heads of Europe. We are the sovereigns of this goddamn country. You do what we fucking say or there's going to be fucking, you'll fucking end up at the end of a fucking rope. We got one awaiting for you, you son of a bitch. You can turn those fucking common law courts off, and I mean, now you fucking, it's getting kind of dicey with that even, isn't it? Because you can fucking, people are fucking have found out that there is no fucking, not even if they got fucking tons of bucks in the fucking goddamn bank, They can't even buy through your criminal fucking goddamn Queens private law. They can't buy a fucking verdict. Because they're going to be enslaved too. You guys all thought, oh, goddamn, I got a good lawyer. God, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I got a good lawyer. Yeah, you do. And in the end, he makes fucking money. And the judge makes fucking money. And you fucking pay. Well, I only had to pay this much. He was going to make me pay this much. Well, it's because you're a dumb son of a bitch. Because I wouldn't have paid him nothing. Because they have no jurisdictional authority over me. Figure it out, people. Get on the goddamn same page. It is called the Bill of Fucking Rights. Get on that page. If they violate a fucking right, shoot them. They have made it clear they intend to fucking remove the Bill of Rights and make fucking slaves out of every goddamn one of us. They're telling you. Right to your face, they have declared war on you as an American national. You will be a fucking servant citizen. You will be a fucking goddamn subjugated fucking nobody. And if you're subjugated, that means you're subjugated to your fucking, to a monarch. I wonder what you mean the queen? You mean the corporate fucking mafia? Is that who my sovereign is? Who's my sovereign? If I'm a subject under the 14th Amendment, who's my sovereign? Well, the state and federal governments are your sovereigns, don't you see? You know, the people that were supposed to be your servants? You guys really fell for that. And then we even wrote a goddamn fucking law. We wrote law to make sure you could never fucking do this, but goddamn, if there wasn't a fucking just trail of pussies that did not enforce that fucking law. But it's gotta be enforced. If we don't enforce it, people, we're fucked. If we enforce it, they're fucked. Because we have more than the fucking enough people to fucking wipe them out 10 times over. But we have to fucking do it. You have to put yourself to the fucking hazard. That's what your fucking ancestors did. That's why you have that goddamn Bill of Rights. That's why you have the lawful authority to take care of these fucking criminals that are fucking trying to take your country away from you and enslave you. That's enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about it just a little bit. And think about it as individuals. What can I do as an individual two fucking day to hurt these motherfuckers? That's what you got to think about every day when you get up. How can I hurt these motherfuckers? And that is The Word from the Trenches.